I know it's here somewhere. Finally. Oh, it's time for the duck. You're listening to Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. Take it away, doctor.
Well, it's that time again, and the doctor is in. It's time once again for Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. And we've got a really good show for you today. One that I'm really excited about. And I'll get more into that in just a minute. Before we do that, though, we are proud members of the Tech Podcast Network, techpodcast.com. If it's tech, it's right here on Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. We're also proud members of the International Association of Internet Broadcasters. Yes. Now, for this show, I have to say up front that most of the time recently, particularly recently, the whole show has been about nothing other than trying to improve the tech that I use for my show itself. We've looked at the video. We've looked at all kinds of things. But today, we're going to look at something that is incredibly important, and that is the audio for the show. Now, the audio for this show has gone through many, many permutations. For the longest time, we used the Focusrite, I'm holding it right here, the Focusrite Solo, Scarlett Solo, okay? And this is a very, very good audio interface. I kid you not. I can highly recommend this audio interface. However, there's one better. And let me tell you about the other one that I had that I used for several shows. Matter of fact, it is the one that I used for the last show I did, I believe. Possibly. I get confused. But at any rate, and that is the Elgato Wave XLR. I really wanted to like that one a lot, and I did in a lot of ways. However, it was noisy. It had pops and cracks and noisy things going on. And so, I saw a YouTube video recommending this audio interface that I have the box for. Right here. I can't show you the actual audio interface because I am currently using that audio interface. It's part of the audio chain. I'm going to put it over here where it'll be a little better focus. Put it on my shoulder. That is the PreSonus Revelator IO24. Okay? Big box. Got pictures here. Again, put it over here where it'll be a little better in focus. But this audio interface is awesome. When I plugged it in, connected it to my SM7B through the cable, through the cloud lifter, into the Revelator, which, by the way, it didn't need the cloud lifter, but I already had one. If you've already got one, why not go ahead and use it? You know what I'm saying? But at any rate, wow. Let me show you. I'm going to put it up here on the screen, what it looks like sitting on your desk. This device is one of the few things that I've plugged in, powered on, hooked it up to the mic, listened to it through the headphones, and went, I kid you not. I was amazed. I was blown away by the quality. There's a button in there that you can press called broadcast, and it gives you the official FM DJ voice, whether you're using it or not. You know, I can put on the FM DJ voice, but it makes my regular voice sound like I'm doing the FM DJ voice. I'm so impressed. So this audio interface is awesome. Now, I'm going to do something that I always do, and that is bring up the software in the middle of a show when I shouldn't be doing it, and I'm going to do one of the effects. So check this out. This is called the Slacko effect.
It makes you sound like weird.
So I'm going to turn that off. But it has effects in it. Now, the effects, you know, okay. The effects are okay. And they're fun to play with, sure. But the thing that I like is, let me, for just a second, stop talking. Complete silence. It is so quiet. The noise floor is practically non-existent. Plus, it has a compressor. It has a limiter. All of that is currently turned on in the broadcast mode to give me the best possible voice that I can have through my setup. Wow. I did some station ID tags for Word of Faith Radio. This is WFR.org, Word of Faith Radio, where the Spirit and the Word agree. Those kinds of, you know, station ID spots. And I played it back and I went, whoa. That sounds so cool. So anyway, I'm a bit giddy about how cool this system is. Now, in case you're wondering, the cost for this is $199 when it's, you know, like not on sale or whatever. This particular one I got off of eBay. Somebody had purchased it and decided, you know, it's too complicated for me to set up or something. Because it's brand new. He only unboxed it and plugged it in and then said, I'm just going to sell this thing. So I got a discount because of that. Still in the original box, still with everything there. Perfect condition, not a scratch on it. Definitely the way to buy it if you happen to run across a deal like this, okay? But I am so happy with this audio interface. It is USB. It plugs in via USB-C into your computer. And then it gives you two inputs with low impedance, you know, connectors, or quarter inch in the center, so they're combo connectors. Then you've got the ability, this is another thing that it has that a lot of interfaces don't have, the ability to loop back your audio from your computer and play it out through your stream. It's really unusual, but really beneficial if you're using that particular kind of setup. So, wow, this thing is awesome. I am not kidding. So, I buy all these things so you don't have to. You're welcome. So now we know the very best options for everything. I'm running my Sony A6400 camera through the Camlink 4K into the computer, into OBS, and then I'm running the Shure SM7B through the cable into the CloudLifter and then into the PreSonus Revelator IO24. For the audio chain, dude. And I am really happy about this arrangement. I'm liking it. So I just wanted to share all that with you. Brief, I understand it's a brief show today, but I wanted to share that with you because it is awesome. And I really wanted to share with you what this thing would do and how it sounds. If you are listening with headphones, you will be able to play the previous programs and this program and really hear the difference. And I encourage you to try that because it is worth listening to how good this audio is. All right. Well, that'll do it for today. Join me again next time. Remember until then that the doctor is out of here.
Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon, is a production of DrBillBailey.net with all the honors, rights, and privileges thereunto appertaining.
If you're watching us on YouTube, be sure to subscribe to our channel and ding the bell to be notified of future videos.